Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Now, if one were to ask a modern Christian apologist what the most challenging question that an atheist might have for Christianity, the most likely answer to that question is the problem of evil. Because to the mind of an atheist, it is difficult to square the fact that there is so much suffering and evil in the world, and that an all-good God will allow that to happen. And so today what I'd like to do is sort of walk you through how it is that the world fails at explaining or dealing with evil and with how the church deals with evil. So in the world, we have a lot of unfairness. In the world, we have a lot of dislike, distrust, and persecution of the other. Two examples of the world attempting to deal with this unfairness, this inequality, this persecution are the ideas of feminism and transgenderism. So these are attempts by the world to solve the problem of evil. The issue with them is that they are mutually exclusive. Feminism requires that there be a binary gender system because females are oppressed by the patriarchy, a male structure. Whereas transgenderism requires that gender not be tied to biology, but that it is a broad spectrum and is fluid. These two things can't exist at the same time. You can't solve the issue of prejudice against transgenders and be a feminist using transgenderism. You can't solve the problems of the patriarchy and be an advocate for transgenderism, because these two things require two fundamentally different understandings of the world. And this is the problem with the world, is that it tries to solve its problem, the problem of evil, in ways that doesn't solve the problem. Because with feminism, you necessarily have to leave men behind. In transgenderism, you have to leave the feminists behind. They can't coexist in the same space. They are mutually exclusive. And so therefore, it's not really possible to solve the problem of evil with the isms of the world, because they all get in the way of each other. In contrast, today we hear from Paul. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. This is the description of the known world at the time of Paul. Scythians were the barbarians to the northeast. Barbarians were the barbarians to the northwest. The circumcised were the Jews. The uncircumcised were the Gentile. And of course, the Roman Empire had slaves and freemen. Everybody in the world. And you cannot have these distinctions. You cannot have these distinctions because Christ is all in all. Humanity was created according to the image and likeness of God. And in light of Christ, in light of him becoming incarnate and taking on our humanity, all of these other divisions, all of these other understandings of what it means to be human don't make any sense anymore. Because the measure of how one is saved, the measure of how evil is dealt with, is no longer by humanisms, no longer by the efforts of mankind. The law was given to us specifically to show us that evil could not be overcome by the efforts of humankind, and that it would take God to overcome evil And his answer to evil was Christ, is Christ. That our humanity has been united to God so that in Christ there is no evil, because evil is a separation from God. Evil is a separation from good. God is the source of all good things. And so therefore our very nature has been united to goodness. And so therefore our path from evil is a path in Christ. And we see this today in the gospel reading. We have 10 men who have been afflicted with the disease of leprosy. Disease is a symptom of evil, of a separation from God. The world through humanity, because we are the royal priesthood, we were given the responsibility of presenting God to creation and presenting creation to God. And when we turned away from God, we took all of creation with us. And therefore, there is disease. There are typhoons. There are tsunamis. There are hurricanes. There are tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, fires. So these men were afflicted with disease, a symptom of sin, a symptom of evil. They cried out to Christ, and Christ cured them. And he told them to do the things according to the law, to go to the priest, present yourself to the priest so the priest could examine you, so that you could then make a sacrifice to be let back into the community. But one man, a Samaritan, turned back and went to Christ and gave him the praise. And Christ said, where are the other nine? Why is it that the foreigner does what is right? Rise, go on your way. Your faith has made you well. By trusting in Christ, by recognizing Christ, the Samaritan was delivered from his evil. And thus we have an ability in Christianity to understand why it is that God allows evil. This Samaritan didn't know God in the way God wanted him to. And so God allowed him to experience leprosy, experience the evil of disease. Because he experienced this evil, he was put in a position to view Christ, to see God the way God wanted him to see him. And he cried out to him. He was able to go from a place of darkness and into the light. He was able to grow. He was able to become more faithful. He was able to become the human being that God wanted him to be. Had he never suffered leprosy, he likely would have gone on living his life as he always had and never would have had that opportunity to meet God face to face. In other words, God foresees a greater good for all of us than any evil disproportionately outweighs. By allowing evil in the world, he allows all of us to experience a small portion of what Christ did on the cross. By allowing evil, he allows us to have our evil transformed, our suffering transformed from something that is merely something that destroys, that all of our pain and all of our suffering gets transformed on the cross through Christ. And by uniting ourselves to him, by having faith in him, we get to be the leper. We get the opportunity to see God as he wants us to see him. We get to be face to face with the creator of all things. We get to grow. We get to become better human beings. And ultimately, whether the evil results in death or the evil results in some kind of miraculous cure that allows us to walk the world for a few more years before death takes us, that evil is transformative and allows us to become more than anything we were capable of without that evil. Christ is all and in all. And every single one of us, therefore, is capable of overcoming the evil that is in the world. And that is our answer. It's simple. God has definitively acted in history to overcome evil. And that action was the incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ. And that the evil continues because Unfortunately, as sinful human beings, we need it to wake ourselves up, to be able to turn around, to come face to face with God in our need and be transformed. So the next time someone complains about the evils of the world, instead of staying there and lamenting, find the good. Find the way in which that evil has transformed the world through the presence of Christ. That evil has brought people together as a community to overcome. That evil has allowed someone who did not know Christ to know Christ. That has allowed someone who thought they knew Christ to know Christ even more. And thus show the world that the existence of evil actually demonstrates the reality of God. Because without the goodness that is God, how could we know evil? How could we experience evil? How could we understand the absence of God if God did not exist? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever.